Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comfort, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you, even in the marketplace, I will pray to you in my secret place. Yeah, for you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing, I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you, for you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. And Lord, you're my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to. Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Coming from somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life, you're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me, and I gotta testify that you are my joy. When I feel like crying, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like throwing in the towel, you're my peace. Well, the devil thought he was gonna take my mind. For the trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
Yes, we're going to give you the praise, glory, and honor because you are our everything, Lord. We just thank you. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Running for Christ Ministries Sunday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Sunday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly. And we ask that you tell someone else that this Sunday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer. And in Running for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And you know, it is Youth Weekend and Youth Sunday, and on the 4th and on the 5th, Saturday and Sunday, we give our youth the opportunity to participate in our morning worship service. And we have this morning to do our proclamation is our very own little Harley McClendon. And to do scripture and prayer is our very own Joyanna Garland. What a blessing. And are you guys with us this morning? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Are you guys with us?
I am. I will be why we are here. Proclamation. We proclaim that Jesus the King, pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on a human flesh, and a fulfillment of God promised to David, die for our sins in according with the scripture. When Mary was raised from the third day in according with the scripture, appeared to many witnesses of him is one. And go at the right hand of God as the only Christ has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to accept his will and will come again as the Father judge to rule. Amen.
Joyanna? Okay, I think we have a little technical difficulty. Okay, are we having some technical difficulties because I'm not hearing? Okay,
I have it in.
Okay,
I have it in front of me.
Okay. Oh, I have it. I didn't know if we were having some technical difficulty. I have it. We're reading the scripture. Okay. All right. So, righteousness through faith, Romans 3:19-26. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silent and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great and mighty word. Okay, let us pray. Oh, God, our Father, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will to participate in this worship service now or later. Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word lift Jesus so that all who are lost today will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. And we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Harley, we thank you this morning for being with us. Have a great day. And so now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will be blessed with our song selection service by our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
We give an honor to God, who's the head of our house, thanking him for his many blessings and all he's done for us. And Blackstreet would like to share all he's given us with you.
Jesus is real. Yes, he is real to me. More precious than silver. More precious than diamond rings or anything that I could give him. It wouldn't be the thing. It's good to know.
Trust in him and never doubt. He'll always be there for you. He'll never let you down. And I believe in that because I'm a living witness to this, y'all. Because without God, my life would be nothing. So if you believe in what I'm saying, I want y'all all to come on and repeat after me. I know the Lord is real.
I know the Lord is real.
Yes, he's real, I know.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave his life, he sacrificed, just to save my soul. Come on, y'all, I know the Lord.
I know the Lord is real.
Yes, he's real.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave us all his blessings.
He gave us all his blessings.
It was 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years
now, come on, y'all, help me sing the song.
Yes, he's real.
Sing.
Real.
abide with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
I know it, 'cause when I testify, I'm always gonna give it my all. Sometimes I'm chill, not at this moment, because his love is taking over me.
Let me tell you what I'm smiling about, because in my mind there is no doubt.
Just a fantasy. He's not just your imagination, but he is real. Amen. And we need to advertise and display that Jesus is real to the world. The only Jesus that the world is ever going to see is the Jesus they see in us. So that means the Holy Spirit in me needs to commune with the Holy Spirit in you, who's the same Holy Spirit, and we need to become one. Jesus said when we do that, then the world will know that we belong to him. Amen. He's real, y'all. You know, we tend to dismiss the issues and things that young people go through because we're grown-ups and we're going through grown-up stuff, and we think that that's all it is. But like Dr. Tony Evans say, if all you see is what you see, then you're not seeing all that needs to be seen or can be seen. They're going through it, y'all, especially in these days and times. We know it wasn't like this for us. We could go to school, and it might be a fist fight, but it wasn't a shootout. Then nobody come home in a casket. Amen. We fought it out. Friends the next day. Amen. But it's not like that today. It's like you can't go anywhere. And then they look at their parents struggling to make ends meet. We need to live out in front of them this truth. Jesus, he'll fix it.
Trouble will be over. It's gonna be alright. Trouble will be over.
Message, Jesus, he will fix it. That means Jesus allowed you to come to it so you could learn that Jesus will bring you through it. And that works for adults and for youth and young people too, and young adults. It works for all of us. Jesus, he will fix it. Now, here's something that we cannot fix. Here's something that we cannot change. And so we need to pray for Jesus to do what Jesus said he was going to do or is doing over in Philippians 1:6. He's working on us. He's changing us, getting us ready to be in our forever situation. But we keep trying to stay temporary. Amen? We need to agree with the words of this song, which is in agreement with the word of God. Jesus, young people, young adults, older folks, whatever folks, human folks, need to ask Jesus to do this for them.
Gotta change. I cannot do this sin no more, no other way. Said I was done, but again I'm down in my mess. It's the flesh I have chosen. Lord, I need you to change me and rearrange me. I can't do it by myself, no. I need you to change me, yeah, and rearrange me, 'cause I can't do it by myself. Change me, God, and rearrange. you are my Father, and I can't do this alone. I just lay it on the altar, and I leave it alone. What's not like you, Lord God? Burn it away, yes, burn it away. What's not pleasing to your God, yeah? Take it away, take it away. Change me and rearrange me, 'cause I can't do it by myself, no. I really need your help, Jesus. Oh, I need you to change me and rearrange me. I can't do it by myself, no.
I need you to change me. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings and songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own King Amir Jones, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive very own King Amir Jones. Pray to the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, all Blog Talk listeners. My name is Amir, and I will be leading you in prayer. Now let us pray. Glory, honor, and power be to you, the God of the universe. You are the one who sent his only Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. How glad we are that you sent Jesus to save us. How glad we are that you knew each of us before we were even born. How glad we are that you know way more than we do. That you do not make mistakes, so we know that you handpicked the families that we could be born into. Even though sometimes we daydream that you should have put us into a richer family or someplace in a faraway city, we know you do not make mistakes, but we make mistakes. Sometimes it's just because we are not thinking, and at other times we intentionally do something wrong. So we now ask for your forgiveness for the sins we have committed and will commit into the future. We are so grateful that your word is true in 1 John 1:9. That is where you say that if we confess our sins, you who are faithful and just will forgive us and cleanse us. What an awesome God we serve in you. You love us so much that you made a way for us to have a relationship with you through Christ Jesus. And if that wasn't enough, you have given us the Holy Spirit as a guide and counselor to show us the way. That's what we ask for this morning, Lord God, for you to show us the way. We are young, we are learning. We know we do not have all the answers, but you do. Just like David may not have had all the answers about what to do when the giant Goliath was bullying everybody. He did know that something needed to be done. In your name and to your glory, he was able to come up with a plan. And just like David was able to take down a giant, we know that through your power, we could take down what might seem like a giant in our lives. In fact, when Jesus was on earth, he said in John 14:12 that as believers in him, we would do great works. Now then, as believers and followers of Jesus, This is what we ask, that you will guide us through the Holy Spirit into all truth. In this way, no one will ever be able to trick us into foolishness by taking a drug or holding a gun or lying against anyone. We also ask that by way of the Holy Spirit, you will give us power to do good works according to your will. Lord, our lives are precious. You made us for a reason, so we do not want to be lazy and inattentive. We want to be about your business. If we need to speak about a dark secret that a bad person told us to not talk to about, we ask for your help. By the power of the Holy Spirit, give us the courage to speak up. Lead us to an adult who will listen and who will act. We may not know how to judge these things, but we know you can. Thank you for everything you have done and continue to do. You love us, and we love you right back. You said the way to show you that we love you is by being obedient. So we will do what you say to do. And we commit to reading the scriptures so we know what it is you want us to do. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Every need you supply. Every need you supply. Thank you. Thank you, King Amir, for praying and making our request known to God. You know we appreciate you, and have a beautiful day, okay? All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning with more to come. I just want to thank the youth for serving today, our little princess Harley McClendon and our young King Amir Jones. You know, please, and just please continue to keep our youth lifted up in prayer. The youth are important to us, and we need you to survive. Okay? All right. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part. Icing on the cake. Following this selection, the next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing is, and listen, we are in for a treat, our very own excellent teacher of all ages, Assistant Pastor Janice Tate. Prepare to receive Assistant Pastor Janice Tate as she come in her own excellent way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
No song, still in love. Father, this morning we, your children, are here sitting at your feet. We're here because you are faithful. Even when we've been faithless, Father, you have been faithful. So right now, we just ask that you feed us bread of heaven. Fill us. Help us to know and understand how good you are. And more importantly, how much you want to do for us and through us. We thank you because none of this is possible without the one who gave all. That is your beloved son, Jesus. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Just sitting here for a minute, can't help but get emotional about the fact that we serve a God who, even when we are faithless, he is still faithful. And in the midst of all that's going on around us, from every institution that we've trusted in failing, to even just in the last 7 days seeing the cruelty and the dehumanization of mankind and what we can do to one another, let us not forget that there's a God who is faithful. So this morning, this message is not just for you. It is more importantly for me, and I'm going to eat, and then we're going to share what God has for us. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 18. We're going to read verses 1 through 8, and I'm reading for the New International Version that reads as follows. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God for his, about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes to earth, will he find faith on the earth?" For reference purpose, this is a parable, which was one of the ways that Jesus taught a spiritual truth in story form. Parents, I cannot encourage you enough to read stories to your children, especially the Bible is filled with them. Read stories. They learn better. They understand truth better through stories, and the Bible is filled with them. Okay, that's my side note. All right. But here Jesus is teaching this parable, and he says right up front, not hidden, what this parable is about. He says that they should always pray and not give up. Personalizes, I should always pray and not give up. We should always pray and not give up. So let's talk about this story. A widow, someone who in that society was without power, without help, and she keeps coming to this judge who is known to be unjust and unrighteous, this judge who is known to not care about God or anybody else's feelings. This judge who is really not bothered with her, even though she's coming, begging him, pleading with him day in and day out for justice because someone has wronged her and she wants to be made right. She wants someone to step up and avenge her, not get revenge, but someone to point out the truth about what's happened to her and to bring about the right solution, to give her justice. In other words, to show what, say what's right and to do something about it that is right. So she comes to this judge every day, and every day the judge says no. Until he got to the point when he realized if this woman keeps coming, the literal Greek says she's going to give me a black eye. She's not going to attack him and jump and punch him in the face. She's going to ruin his reputation. She's going to make him look bad if she keeps coming and he answers her. So to protect his own reputation, he gives her justice. And then we get in verse 7 where Jesus says, in verse 6, listen to what that unjust judge says. To protect his own reputation, he's going to give her justice. And then he says in verse 7, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones? Will not God bring about truth and make right those who have come to believe in him through Christ Jesus? Will not God come and answer those who are in Christ Jesus, who cry out to him day and night, praying for the will of God and the word of God? Will not God come? Will he keep putting them off? Will not God answer those who cry out to him? And we have a whole Bible full of stories of people who cried out to God and they answered. But you say, let me stop. Jesus in verse 8 at the beginning says three words that we need to hold on to. Because remember, a parable is a story that reveals a spiritual truth. Jesus says, I tell you. The authoritative word coming from the Son of God says, I tell you. I don't care what everybody else says. Hear what I say. That means it's an absolute truth. It is something you can hold on to. It is something you can take to the bank. Because one thing we know about God, he cannot tell a lie. He cannot lie. And here we have the Son of God saying that those who will consistently, persistently call out to God will be heard and be answered. But here's our say, here's our problem. We say, well, I've been praying, and God hasn't answered. Well, sometimes we need to go back to the basic, simple things that we've been taught for those of us who grew up in Sunday school and in church. There are reasons why you may not have had an answer to your prayer yet. First of all, are you praying according to God's will? The writer James tells us that when we pray amiss. We don't pray the scripture. We don't pray God's will. We pray for selfish reasons. We pray because we don't want to go through stuff. We pray because we just want a blessing. We need a breakthrough. We don't ask God, what is your will in this situation? We don't want to hurt. But remember when Apostle Paul prayed three times to the Lord to remove that thorn from him in his flesh, and God told him, my grace is sufficient. So if you're praying for God to remove something or take something out of the way that seems to be scary or hurtful, understand his grace is sufficient. Sufficient means it's enough to get you through. He can come alongside and help you endure the struggle, endure the trial, endure what you have to go through, give you the wisdom to go through it, bring his word to you to comfort you in it. But if you're praying against the will of God, God will not go against himself. And there are things sometimes we are praying out of our own selfish heart and caught up in our culture that we think we're supposed to have and we think God is supposed to do, and it is not in his will, because God's ultimate goal is for us to be in Christ and to be new creations who flourish, who thrive, and who bring about his kingdom in the world. His kingdom, not our version of the kingdom, but his rule, his righteousness, his will being done. So if your prayers aren't being answered, ask yourself, are you praying according to the will of God? Because I've said it before, if you don't know the word of God, you definitely don't know the will of God. So if you aren't spending time in his word, getting into class, trying to understand the scripture and how God is consistent from Genesis to Revelation, then praying the will of God is difficult. Another reason is timing is not our timing. I laughed into myself this morning thinking about, I blame Domino's Pizza for remembering when I was in college, it was 30 minutes or less, or it's free. And we live in that microwave society where if I have to wait 2 minutes too long, I'm done with it, because everything is instant. We want our internet speed to be so fast that we don't even want to see the little wheel turning. We want everything right now. God came to Abraham and told him back in Genesis that he was going to have an heir who the whole world was going to be blessed through. And Abraham jumped the gun, got Ishmael, and God said it was through Sarah that this was going to happen. And he had to wait. And when it came, Isaac was still not the heir through whom the whole world was going to be blessed. It would be almost 1,000 years before Christ would come, who would be the ultimate heir. In Hebrews chapter 11, you have a whole list of people who believed God, but who never saw the answer to their prayers. Because God's timing is not our timing. We dwell in a God who is eternal. And because he is eternal, he's not constrained, like me, by a clock to do his will. So is his timing and your timing need to get that together? And here's the funny part. Something that Jesus prayed is still being answered, even today in John 17, where he prayed that we would be sanctified in truth, set apart in truth. He's still waiting for all of us to get together on that. And that we, the body of Christ, would live and operate as one, like he and the Father are one. And Jesus prayed that prayer. The third reason may be there's a spiritual battle going on. The writer of Ephesians tells us in chapter 6, verse 12, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, there's a spirit realm that doesn't want us to get the answer. The writer Daniel, the good brother Daniel, tells us in chapter 10 about him praying, and his prayer was delayed 21 days by a spiritual entity over Persia. But here's the key, and all of us need to understand in Daniel chapter 10, it says that the Lord answers Daniel's prayer when he purposed himself to pray and fast. God had answered his prayer already, but the answer was delayed 21 days because of a spiritual battle. So let's think, if Daniel would have just bowed down on day one, prayed, and not continued to pray for 21 days, would the answer have come? ask yourself, God hasn't, why hasn't God answered my prayers? Ask God, is it according to your will, Father? Is that why you have an answer? Line my prayers up. Jesus told us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. He gave us a model, a way to pray, focusing on the will of God. Is it his timing, or is there a battle going on that's above us? Remember, Jesus said, I tell you. He said, I tell you that God will see that those who pray and cry out to him will get justice. They will have what is right. And he says, and quickly. That doesn't necessarily mean instantaneously, but I am a living witness. There are things, especially in the last month, where I prayed, I was standing outside, nobody heard me but God, and while I was praying, he had already answered it. Because it was in his will. And yes, I prayed his word back to him. But the key is, however, that's found in verse 8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man comes, if you pray every day according to God's will, one day, Jesus is coming back to earth. He is coming to rule the earth and to make all things right. That is a guaranteed fact. Why? Because Jesus said, I tell you. And the scripture repeatedly tells you, they talk more about his second coming than they did about his first coming. He's coming back, and all things will be made right because he, the Son of God, has already secured that victory. But when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find us persistently praying the will of God and seeking the will of God? Will he find us faithfully trusting and believing in his promises to heal, to deliver, to redeem, to restore, to save? Will he come and find us still believing that he is who he said he is, that he is God, that he is the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us? Will he find us believing in that, or will he find us believing in every other little idol that we can put our faith in? Our government, our guns, our money, our mission, our ethnicity. Will he find us believing in those things, or will he find faith in the one who brought everything to us, who has given us the keys to the kingdom? Not for our personal use, but for his glory. Will he find faith? Will he find faith? That word is Greek word is pistis. That word means like a general, a person who is in charge of a battalion or a whole troop of people. And he has proven himself victory after victory after victory. So when you have somebody like that leading you, how will you not want to keep following them because you know victory is still to come? And Jesus has walked the victory. Jesus has defeated every single enemy right now. And because of that, we can pray when the enemy raises up, comes in like a flood. We can raise up the bloodstained banner of Jesus who has wrought the victory. Because he is who he says he is. But when he comes, will he find us believing? Because, see, we lose sight. I lose sight of the fact that his coming could be even right now while we're on this call. And will he come and find us like he found the disciples, sleeping, not praying, not talking to God, not asking about, Lord, how long? How long do we have to see people picking up guns and walking into churches and schools and grocery stores and killing other people because of hate, because of confusion, because they don't see that those are other people who have purposed, you have purposely created and put in the earth? How long do we have to see a government who seems set on making sure that their lives are good and their financial stability is straight, but don't care about the least of these, the poor? How long do we have to watch our children have to go to schools that are not geared anymore to educate them, to help them become thinkers so that they can read the scripture, they can think about the scripture, they can understand and come to know God? How long do we have to endure our family members who don't want to know anything about God and who are being led astray by every evil doctrine that there is? How long? But we persist in prayer. And for some of us, it's not even that great a thing. It's how long do I have to nurse this broken heart because somebody I love is gone? How long do I have to endure this physical illness? How long do I have to go through this trial? How long do I have to go through? How long? And he says, don't give up. Always pray. Even if you pray and you go home to be with him, because I know I'm sitting here as the answer to prayers of people who have long been with him. And many of us are the answered prayers of the generations that preceded us. We're coming up on February, Black History Month. People who came over enchained, enslaved, that had no rights, that weren't even treated as human, how many of them prayed and cried out to God that their children's children's children would never have to endure the hardships that they endure, that they would be educated, that they would be owners of land, that they would not be subjected to the brutality of chattel slavery? Now, we know there's work to still be done. We know it's not all right, but we are persistently praying to a just God, a righteous God, who will answer if we don't give up. So, today, my message is short. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying the will of God, which is found in the Word of God. Don't stop praying because you have not gotten an answer yet. Don't stop praying because the battle may require some spiritual assistance from above. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. Not because it's your persistence, but because of the judge who hears, who is just and righteous. Our Father loves us. Our Father adores us. Our Father is faithful. He has already answered all of our prayers that are according to his will. But if we don't give up, we will see them all one day when the Son of Man comes and he finds faith on the earth. Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer, for the gift to be able to come to you and talk to you. It's not about our much speaking, our fancy words, our posture. It's about us knowing that we are in relationship with a real person who loves us far beyond we could ever imagine, who cares for us more than we can't even dream of how much we're loved. And because we can talk to you, and even you love us enough that when we can't even utter words, but we just posture ourselves before you, the Holy Spirit says, I got it. I know what's going on with you. I'll take it from here. We have been set up for victory, and we thank you because the victory's already been won. So we just pray for your strength for us all to reignite our prayer life and to not give up no matter what goes on. And we'll be careful to praise you, thank you, and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Real simple song I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
Amen. Wow. Wow. I am speechless today. That word was absolutely awesome. You know, we're human, we're flesh. And when things get too hard, we just quit. We just give up. If God takes too long to answer a prayer, we like, Lord, you ain't listening. You don't care about how I feel. I always think about Pastor O when he said he'd be in the corner crying and snotting and everything because he thinks the Lord don't hear him. That's what we do. We get tired and we get weary and we just don't want to do it anymore. But the word that we brought today, if you don't remember anything else, remember to never give up. Never give up. Never give up. How awesome. How awesome. That was a reminder word that God is always with us. He is always for us. And if God be for us, who be against us? We know that weapons will form, but because we belong to him, nothing will prosper. And if by some chance something gets through, God got us. He has us right in the palm of his hands. He absolutely loves us so much. Amen. And so things are going to happen. Life happens, but never give up. Always pray. Take your cares and concerns to the Lord because he cares for us. Never, ever, ever give up. That's what we teach our kids, right? No matter what you do, do your best and never give up. Whatever you do, do your best and never give up. Well, that's what the Lord is telling us. We're his children. And he's telling us the same thing we tell our kids, to never give up. So, Pastor Janice, thank you so much for that amazing word that you brought to us. We felt your fire. We felt your passion for the word that you preached to us today. And we are so very thankful and grateful. And we appreciate you and we love you. Amen. So good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. It is the last Sunday in the month of January. January used to be a slow month. I don't know what happened. This is like it was Christmas yesterday and today is the end of the month. I don't know what's going on. But nevertheless, it is the fifth Sunday of January. And so by way of announcement, just want to remind everyone, our Blog Talk Radio Saturday Church School happens on Saturdays at 9 a.m. Our Blog Talk Radio Saturday Worship Service happens on Saturdays at 10 a.m. And our Blog Talk Radio Sunday Worship Service, which is what you're listening to right now, amen, happens every Sunday at 10 a.m. Amen. We haven't been in the church building for a couple of months, but praise God and thank God for Blog Talk Radio that we have always been able to transition to Blog Talk Radio here, and we never miss a beat. So we're so thankful that we can kind of keep the party going right here on Blog Talk Radio until we are back in our physical building. Amen. Do not forget that we do have a new class that started a couple weeks ago on Monday. So don't forget on Monday at 6 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, we will continue with our class on 2 Peter, 2 Peter, we always say, but 2 Peter. Read chapter 2 in the book of 2 Peter by Charlie Avila, if you have the book, and make sure to answer the questions in the back of the book for chapter 2 and come prepared for discussion. If you don't have the book yet, you can still grab the book. 2 Peter by Charlie Avila on Amazon. I think it's like $9 or $9.99 or something like that. So still time. We're still early in the class, and you're still more than welcome to get a book and jump right on in and participate with us. Amen. Don't forget, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., excuse me, Minister Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio with his series Training Day. Don't forget, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible reading class here on Blog Talk Radio. Ezekiel chapters 6 through 10. Deacon Charles McMahon Mackey will be teaching this Wednesday. Amen. So the questions have already been emailed if you're on pastor's email list. If not, you can go to our church website, rsbm.org, under Bible classes, and you can get the questions that you need to be able to participate in the class on Wednesday. Amen. Also, do not forget, every Friday at 7 p.m., Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is here on Blog Talk Radio with her show, Bring Back the Family. So call in to support and participate in discussion. Do not forget, if I could talk, do not forget, there we go, Saturdays at 11:30 a.m., Bondage Breaker Ministries holds women's Bible class. This is taught by the president of Bondage Breaker Ministries and the wonderful lady who you heard this morning, Pastor Janice Tate. She's the teacher of the women's Bible class. And so if you would like to participate, on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. You can go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click under Christian Resources, and then click under Bondage Breaker Ministries, and you'll be able to get the info to reach out to Pastor Janice Tate and get involved in her class. Amen? If you'd like to pay any tithes or any offerings, again, rfcm.org is where you would go to handle your business. Click on tithes and offerings. So on Sundays, when we have another pastor that preaches that's not Pastor O, we take up an offering for them in accordance with 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13. So if you would like to give a love offering for Pastor Janice Tate, who brought the word today, please visit our church website, again, rfcm.org, and go under, let me go to the page, go under tithes and offerings, and then there's a place there where you can click where it says preacher offerings. And so there's a bunch of people listed on there. Pastor Janice Tate is listed on there. So if you want to give a love offering to her that way through the information that's on our church website, you can do so. If you don't have that particular means of Cash App or Venmo or whatever, you can always still give it through our church website, rfcm.org. Just make sure that you're notating who it's for, and we will make sure that she gets it, okay, accordingly. Amen. So the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and everyone else that we are unable to help throughout the entire year through your consistent and generous giving. Amen. Again, don't forget to check out our entire website at rfcm.org. You know that Pastor has put a lot of work into it. It has come a very long way. Bless yourself on purpose. Bless others on purpose. Just go on your social media page and just put rfcm.org and just put it on there. People click links, okay? People click on links all the time. So bless people that they don't even know they're about to get blessed. If you just put rfcm.org on your Facebook, and just people just going to click it, and then it's going to take them to the whole Jesus page of rfcm.org. You never know who you're blessing by just putting that out there for people. We know there's tons of jobs on there, tons of information on there, resources, classes that go all the way back to 2009 when it was just Pastor O on here doing what the Bible says for 2 hours every day for years. Okay, so tons of information. Just make sure to share it with others. Amen? We always want to say, what's up? Good morning. We love you. And shout out all of our mothers that run for Christ Ministries, Mother Irma, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. We know on Sundays when we were in the building, we always had at least one of them holding it down and representing for all of the mothers. And we know that we probably got at least one of them, if not all of them, listening this morning, because this really is way more convenient for them. Amen. And so we just want to say good morning to them and that we love them and we miss them. I mean, we're constantly praying for them. Amen. So don't forget that we do need to take time out to call, text, or email one another to check on each other and make sure everybody's all right, okay? Especially make sure to make contact with our mothers, amen? So if you need email addresses or phone numbers or even physical addresses to reach out to anybody at Run for Christ Ministries, make sure to get in contact with Sheila, and she will make sure to get that information to you, amen? So continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Amen. Don't forget to pray for all the Run for Christ Ministry members who are facing upcoming tests and, you know, surgeries or procedures. Don't forget to pray for our church building, the construction / reconstruction of the building. Don't forget to pray for the communities we live in and the people that are around us in our immediate community. Please do not forget to pray for Nico Gaston, Nicole Seabrook, Deacon Rayfield Rogers, Doris Gaither. Again, all of our mothers at Run for Christ, Mother Irma, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia. Please don't forget to pray for Keela. Continue to pray for Ed Johnson. Also, please, please pray for Sheila's brother, Dwayne, who was in the hospital in ICU. Amen. Pastor said something really awesome yesterday. He was like, when we are requesting prayers for specific people, that means God trusts us to pray for these people. So, you know, you don't necessarily need to know specifically what's going on with a person. Come to your mind, pray for them. And then when we call off names, it's okay if you hear the same names all the time. It doesn't matter. The goal is just to be praying special prayers, amen, for people on the list. And obviously the list is inexhaustible. We all know personal people that we may need to pray for that's not on the list. But it's okay. We're just asking. These are Run for Christ Ministry members, and we're just asking for extra special prayers for them. Amen. So don't forget to continue to pray for our president and our vice president and all those who lead our country and who have the rule over us, whether it's, you know, the traffic man, you know, directing traffic when the kids are going to school, the crossing guard, all the way to, you know, president and vice president. Just make sure we're constantly praying for those who have the rule over us. It is Youth Sunday. Our children are so very important, and they're going through a lot, you know, and as adults, sometimes we don't get it because we feel like we were kids before. We already, you know, I was a kid before too, but the kids today are dealing with things very different than even I was. You know, and then when Pastor O was talking about, you know, back when he was a kid, okay, you just fight, and the next day you back friends. And the kids today, they just have to deal with so much. They don't know who they are. They're trying to find their identity in social media and other people, not understanding that their identity is in Christ. So we really have a lot to do when it comes to our children and for our children. So please continue to pray for them, as well as, you know, our young adults. You know, I got one that's about to be 19, and it's like, wait a minute, you were just 9 months. Not sure where the time went, but nevertheless, they grow up, so we do need to continue to pray. Also, don't forget to pray for one another. Please, please, please continue to pray for all bereaved, mourning, and grieving families everywhere. We know that death is a part of life, but it just seems like it's just too much. Amen. Also, we want to ask, specifically, that you please lift up Mother Irma and her family as she lost a loved one. Again, I'm not sure who she lost. It doesn't matter necessarily specifically to us. God knows. We're just asking that you continue to pray for her. And pray for all the families who've lost loved ones due to gun violence and even more recently just police brutality. That I didn't watch the video of the young man. I won't watch it. And we don't need to watch it to fully understand what's happening. Okay, so please just remember to just pray for all those who have just lost loved ones and, you know, people finding out that their loved ones are deceased through social media because somebody just had to be first in putting that information out there, not caring or even having any concern for the family of this particular person or whatever the situation is. We just really need to continue to pray. Amen? Amen. So on a lighter note, happy birthday to all the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who have celebrated this entire month, or if you celebrated this past week, or if you're closing us out this month with your birthday. So happy birthday to Mother Irma, who celebrated on the 4th, to Sheila, Pen Pal, Baby Holy Ghost. Y'all know all those names. Amen. She celebrated on the 4th. And happy birthday to Doris Gaither, who is closing us out with her birthday on tomorrow, January 30th. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to you all. And last but not least is your devotional for today, which is entitled A Prayer to Grasp the Fullness of God's Love. And this is by Alicia Headley. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And this is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13. I'm sorry, verses chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. From the day we are born, we all have a thirst and hunger to be full, to be whole, to be complete, to be loved. We live in a fallen world and are born into this world as fallen, broken, not quite whole people. Many of us search to satisfy this love longing through the things of this world, whether it's a love from other people, trying to achieve a great amount of success, or just filling our lives with distraction after distraction. We are left still feeling hungry and thirsty for more. We will either be graspers of God's love or graspers for lesser loves of this world. What would your life begin to look like if you grasped the fullness of God's love rather than spending your days trying to frantically grasp at other things? What if you began to stop grasping the shaky things of this world and start grasping onto the unshakable love of God? In today's scripture, Paul is praying for all of us to fully understand how to grasp the fullness of God. But it is impossible to grasp the fullness of God without grasping the fullness of the love of God. For when we grasp his love for us, We become rooted and established. We become rooted and established in him as our solid foundation, our everlasting water. We may think in our human flesh that the things of this world will satisfy us, but they never do. For if these lesser temporary loves of the world satisfied us, then we would have no need for our God. His love is the only love that will fill us full. It is not until we experience and know God's love that surpasses all knowledge that we will truly be made full. So let's pray today to grasp onto the lasting, fulfilling, ever-satisfying fullness of God's love today. So as we say this prayer together, dear Father, we know we have been taught about your love for us. We know and believe that you sent your very own son to die a brutal death for us thousands of years ago on the cross because you loved us, according to John 3:16. But Lord, will you show us how to fully grasp your love for us and begin to live our life from a place of love? Will you bring us to scripture revealing your love for us? Today's verse highlights that your love for us is one that is so large that it cannot be measured. How wide and how long and how high and how deep is your love for us? Thank you for loving us, every part of us. Lord, we ask that you fill the broken cracks and empty holes of our lives, the places where we are chasing other people and things to satisfy us. We ask that you forgive us today for leaning on lesser loves rather than relying on you, our one true love. We want to love you and live our lives loving you and only you as this world leaves us thirsty for more. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you haven't given up on us, that while we are chasing for fulfillment elsewhere, you are waiting right there beside us, ready to fill us. Thank you that in you we will never be thirsty again. We choose today to stop frantically grasping and chasing other loves as we begin to abide in the power that we grasp your love to fulfill us. We empty everything out as we leave room for you to fill us full on the fullness of your unconditional love for us. And in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen, amen. And those are your announcements. Now, that was for the young folks so that they know that God loves them. But that's for some of us old folks, too, because sometimes we wonder when God don't, you know, Jesus, you're taking a long time to answer. Are you hearing me? Do you love us? So this is not just for the young people, but it's for the old folk, too. God loves us all. Amen? Amen. And that's your mini sermon, and you can pass off the plate. Praise God.
Amen. 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 And don't give up.
Don't
amen.
Give up.
Never give amen. Up. Never give up.
Amen.
Get that attitude that Jacob had when he was holding on to the Lord, and he said, I will
amen.
Not let you go unless
you
bless
me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate
you. You're welcome.
You.
Absolutely.
Have a blessed day until King Amir. I say thanks for participating today.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for his participation.
Paxson, right.
Hey, hey. God
Amen.
Bless you. See you later. Love
All
you.
Right. Love you, too.
Amen. I want to thank the James McClendon household for jumping in this morning. Had some technical difficulties, but we're going to see if we can bring them back next week, and they can do it again, okay? Amen. You know how Jesus is about them kids. He loves them kids, and I thank God that they not only kids, we're kids too. We'll always be the children of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, don't forget your homework for Monday. Get busy on that later on today, and be ready for class on tomorrow. And what I want you to do is I want you to this message that we heard today from Pastor Janice Tate is for today. So what I want you to do is love on somebody. Amen. You don't have to search for somebody going through something. Trust me, in this life, Jesus said you're going to have trials and tribulations, right? So they're going through. Send this message to five people you know. Bless five people you know with this message. All you have to do is go to our church website, okay? 5 minutes after this service is over, it will be available, and I want you to share it with at least five people you know, brothers and sisters in Christ who are looking to the world, to the government to fix stuff. They can't fix this. The Lord tearing it up. Amen. He's plowing the field. He's making the ground fertile for us to plant seeds about the resurrection of Jesus in the, amen? So send this message to five Christians you know who are trying to get help from somewhere else and not from Jesus. Amen? He is our Lord and Savior, y'all. He is the one who allows these things to come up in our lives so that we can reach out for him. He's teaching us to reach out for him. Amen. God bless you. God bless everybody. Thank you, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, for your presiding. Thank everybody, amen, who participated today, listening. Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you. Have yourselves a wonderful Sunday. Like we started out with Deaconess Clyburn saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. It's up to you to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church said, amen.
Times are hard.